those that love God and liberty listening in around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from these wonderful, wonderful, great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. You can hear that I'm excited about being home, folks. I truly am. Yes, it's just so good to be running up and down these mountains with these great, great pine trees everywhere, and the deer and the antelope playing, and we saw a almost, not quite, ran into a huge elk yesterday with our little used, little minivan. Now, if I'd have had my big old one-ton Chevy pickup truck four-wheeler, it would have been something different. I could have took him home and made a meal out of him, but didn't want to hit that elk with that little old used minivan, let me tell you. He's bigger than the minivan. But anyway, it's great to be here in the great Rocky Mountains with the animals running free, and we're running free, praise the Lord. And the temperatures are hot, but the humidity is low. And there's not many bugs around either, praise God. Till you get down around the river, then you have some mosquitoes flying around. But it's just beautiful up here, and I wish all of you could come up and visit. I hope some of you will sometime, matter of fact. But we've got a lot to talk about today, and we have our dear sister coming on to talk about Berkey water filters again. Donna will be up about 15 after I ask her to come in and talk to us some more. You know, folks, this is such a blessing to all. It's kind of like our police and military organization here preparing trust for people. We're all volunteers, and I think you know that. Our police and soldiers here are volunteers, and I myself have used trust for about 20 years, 22 years now, and I don't own anything. And we learned in law enforcement it's good to not own anything because you may get sued and lose what you own. So some intelligent police officers live through trust, and then others realize that our government today is predatory. And with a predatory government, it's good not to own anything because a lot of times they like to come get what you own and make it theirs. We'll continue on with my diatribe on the other side of this break. Stay tuned for more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
On the show, it's Debbie Morrow coming on the show, and we just won't tell Debbie that I called her Donna when she calls in, but you know, I look at the situation with Debbie and what she's doing for our countrymen, kind of like us that our police, volunteer police and soldiers here at Aid and Abet Police Newsletter and Police and Military Against the New World Order, we volunteer our time for free to set up trust for people. And you give a donation of $450 to Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, we give you the trust, and we don't buy cars with the money or make our house payments. That $450 goes to educate police and soldiers. We have lists of police and soldiers, and many times people send names, say this soldier and that soldier or police officer needs your material, please mail your newsletter to them or Operation Vampire Killer 2000 manual to them or something, and they don't send any money. Then we don't write back and say, hey, get up the money, folks, or we can't do the mail out. We wait till the money comes in, a donation, and then we do a mail out to these officers and soldiers. Well, when you send in that $450 for the trust we put together for you, what a blessing that is. What a blessing. You get a double bang for your buck is what you're doing, folks, because you get the trust, we get the funds, and can send out a mailing for to about 30 to 35 police officers and soldiers of our constitutional materials to help awaken them and get them on board to being educated here from their peers, their fellow police and soldiers, about the Constitution, about the oath that they took and who they took it to, and requesting of them to not obey any immoral or unlawful orders. So I feel Debbie is providing a tremendous service to all of us in helping us be healthy and being safe by providing for us probably what I've heard now, even from Paul, who has one of these items, our producer, and from just all kinds of people. John has several of these, and Alex Jones has several of these, and I hear they're the best there is of these water filters. And so I'm so happy that Debbie provides these for us, and then we get the benefit, and she gets the money from the sale, and then she turns around and gives a big portion of it back to Republic Broadcasting Network to pay the shortwave bill. So you see, it's the same thing, one hand washing the other hand, and we keep that money flowing to where it benefits more than just one person by getting your water filter. Your money goes to help fund the outreach of Republic Broadcasting Network all over this nation and all over the world. So once again, it's double bang for your buck, as like we like to say around here at our two police and military associations. So Debbie will be up in a few minutes. I want to say that we've got mixed emotions here at our police and military associations because we've just heard that there is a decision out on the court-martial of our dear brother Kevin Benderman, Sergeant Sergeant Kevin Bendersman on his charges of desertion and missing movement when he refused to return a second time. You remember the case. He said no to returning a second time to Iraq because he had seen how he and other soldiers had killed men, women, and children, non-combatants, and he didn't want any part of that. Matter of fact, one of the things that made him make that decision is when his lieutenant told him to shoot children that were throwing rocks at them, and he refused to do that. And so there is a decision out on Kevin Benderman and what's happened to him, and we'll get into that here in just a little bit. You'll have mixed emotions because he didn't go to jail for 5 years, but what happened to him is not good, and I think it's punishment, true punishment against this man who made the right decision, and we'll share that story with you when we get into it here. Another thing I want to say to you, just to back up a minute, is that this last month, actually over about 2 months now, we have received notification here at our Police and Military Associations that two more of our friends are in a position that they may lose their homes. And these people have been friends of ours for probably 10 years now. And it's shocking to us here at our Police and Military Associations because all of us here live through trust. We have trust, and that means we don't own anything because we've learned years ago that what you don't own, you can't lose. And we put our property in trust. Now we pick a trustee who we trust to manage the property for us, and we live on the property and so forth. And I'm the caretaker here on our property, not our property, but the trust property. And I care for the property. I don't get paid. I just live here. And so we're just saddened and brokenhearted that here two of our friends we've known for years, we never suspected that they didn't have trust. Well, the federal government is coming against them now to take their property because, of course, of problems with their taxes, alleged problems with their taxes. And so we're just brokenhearted. And I want to tell everybody within listening range of this radio broadcast that our volunteer police and military officers here who have used trust ourselves, like I say, I've been 22 years using trust, and I've been through the federal court system for a year and a half as the federal government got very, very mad at me. And I went down and took 12 officers from 9 different states, you might know the story, to Arkansas to reinvestigate on our own time the execution of a county sheriff down there and a man named Gordon Call by federal officers. And we went back 5 times, but when I came back a few months after the first trip, when I took the officers down from 12 officers from 9 different states to do an independent investigation of the execution of our fellow sheriff, and Gordon Call, when I got back, the federal government came down on me like a ton of bricks to punish me and took me into federal court to try to break the trust that I had. And I was in there a year and a half before finally my attorney told the judge, if they can't break these trusts in a year and a half, the federal prosecutors, they're never going to break them. And the judge agreed and said goodbye to me. And they weren't able to steal my property. And so I just want to say to you folks, get a hold of us here. Do not own property, because today society itself, your neighbors, are so litigious. They sue you over anything, and you can be sued by a neighbor, and you could really lose your property, because people do all the time. Or you could make this beast system that you're challenging, standing up and speaking out about the corruption and criminal element in the top levels of our government, they will come after you and try to take what you have to punish you. So we ask you to give us a call, okay? Today's a bad day because my assistant, who's answering the phone, is not here now. We'll be in until 9 o'clock Pacific time in the morning. But just give a call and ask her to send you out our trust papers. It's just a few papers, and about our trust we put together that will protect your property, and you'll be able to pass it on to your posterity if you don't own it. So call us here at 208 area code 935-7852, 208-935-7852 in the morning, and let us send you out those papers, because what a shame to hear from you months later that you're being attacked and there's nothing then that you can do about it. And so just keep that in mind. We hate getting those calls and letters from people who have known that we put these trusts together as volunteers for a donation, and then they're being attacked and they want trust and it's just too late. You can't do it then. All right, our dear sister's on with us now. Debbie Morrow, you're back with us today. Are you there?
I'm
Hello?
Here, I'm here. Hi.
Good, good.
I had the phone on mute.
Okay, that's all right, my dear. Oh, it's good to have you back on. I was just telling them how important a work you're doing for all of us out there, and how we love it that people can get this protection for themselves and keep themselves healthy and safe and their family. And then you good folks turn around and put part of that money back into helping RBN reach out and touch more people's lives out there with the truth. So we just enjoy having you on and enjoy the good things you do for all of us, Debbie.
Oh, thank you very much. I always feel like this is kind of my ministry as well as my job, because I am helping so many people out there have good water, and we do help so many different people, you know, so it's a great thing.
Yes, you certainly do, my dear. And tell us about this wonderful system and how it works.
Well, the Berkey water filters are gravity-fed water filters. For those of you that aren't familiar with Berkeys, they take no electricity and no hookup to your sink or to your water system at all. They're a canister that holds either 2 1/4, 3 1/4, 5 gallon, or 6 gallons. And you have your filters in it. You pour the water in, and it drips down through the filters into the holding tank where you get the water out with a spigot.
All right.
I hear the music.
I hear the music, too. So let's take a little break, and we'll be back with Debbie and this wonderful product that will keep us all safe and healthy right after these few minutes of important messages. Take two.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rifle Frequency Technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Debbie here, and we're sure pleased that we can present her and this wonderful Made in America product. Isn't that exciting, folks? Made in America. When's the last time you heard that? Debbie, go ahead and continue on telling us about this wonderful product.
Well, the Berkey water filters, actually, gravity filtration has been around for a really long time, for 100 years. But the new Berkey water filters with the black Berkey purification elements are a new technology that we actually came up with our own scientists and, you know, people that we have contracted to come up with this new formulation. And it actually set a new standard for the water filter industry so that the Berkey water filters now are considered purification elements instead of just filtration, because they actually take the pathogenic bacteria, the triomethanes, the cysts, the parasites, the VOCs, which are volatile organic compounds, the inorganic minerals, the radon-222. It takes it to a completely non-detectable level, which means that even with the most powerful microscopes, they came up with showing none of these things in the water. And we even told our scientists and the technicians in the labs to make the most potent kind of chemical baths they could make of the water so that we could have them tested to see if, you know, it was really going to take the problems out. And it absolutely, completely took the pathogens out to a non-detectable level. So we were real excited about that. And the water filters are economical because the filters last such a long time. And that was another thing that we, as a water filter company, wanted to provide to the public, was filters that would last a long time. There are filters out there that make the water taste pretty good, that you have to change them out about once every couple of weeks or once every month, as opposed to the our filters. They're rated at 3,000 gallons per filter. So you can actually take your filters, use them. They come with two filters at a time in most of them, or four, and you could have 6 to 12,000 gallons of water for just a couple $100s. And if you figure out the math, that is thousands of dollars of savings by using our Berkey water filters instead of buying bottled water.
That's fantastic. And I'll tell you, up here, we have folks up here that go out with their little plastic milk cartons, and they go down the road here where good, fresh water is shooting out of the mountain, Debbie, and they fill up their little plastic water milk bottles, and they bring it home. And it's wonderful drinking water. It comes right out of the mountain here, but it has a high content of minerals in it. I mean, really, a real high content of minerals. And we've been told that the minerals are good for you, but not too much, because it can cause you health problems. And so even though we this good water flowing out of the mountainside up here in the Great Rocky Mountains, we still can have some health problems from that. So your system would take care of that for us, would it not?
Well, actually, you know, that's something I would have to talk with Jim about, because our Berkey water filters don't take out the beneficial minerals. Now, if it's the inorganic minerals,
yeah,
such as things like chlorine residue and things like that, we do take that out.
Boy,
but the natural minerals, the organic minerals, we leave those in.
Oh.
Because they help build bones, you know. There's lots of different opinions in the medical industry whether or not they consider the minerals being good for you or not being good for you.
Yeah.
And we've always felt, and what I have studied about it, is that if you take all the minerals out of your water and you drink lots and lots of it, then it could cause your body to actually become depleted of the minerals it needs, because the water would act as a solvent.
Well, you're a very smart lady. I don't know too much about this, but that makes a lot of sense to me, because God put the minerals in our water, and it makes sense to me that we have it in our system. So I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of how we've always looked at it, is that we want to do things as close to as God does it. And nowhere on the planet is there just plain water that doesn't have minerals in it. And if you take a look at, you know, how much of a solvent water is, if you look at the shoreline and look at what can happen when, you know, corrosion, and if you do that in your body and you drink completely demineralized water all the time, it could cause some problems such as osteoporosis and stuff like that. Of course, if your doctor tells you, you know, I want you to drink demineralized water because of health issues, then, you know, that's something that you need to, you know, decide for yourself, because there are times in your life that you do want distilled water or, you know, plain water.
Well, thanks for teaching me that, Ben. That's something I didn't know. If you would hang on, Debbie, I'd like to have you on a few minutes on the other side of our break so we can talk about how we can get our brothers and sisters out there hooked up with some good filtration from you. Okay, hang on now. Folks, we'll be right back after this bottom of the hour break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contax experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH, and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbend Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbend Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbendPureSoap.com.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack the Glam program on wonderful Republic Broadcasting Network. And we've got Debbie Morrow on with us, and she's teaching this old cop some things. I always like to learn, Debbie, so one thing I want you to do is tell us how we can avail ourselves of this very good product that will keep us safe and healthy.
Well, you can call me. I'm at toll-free 1-888-803-4438. And our normal business hours are Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5 Central Time, and you can always call and leave a message, and I'll call you back if for some reason I'm not available to answer the phone at the time. Or you can go to our website, which is www.berkeywater.com, which is spelled BerkeyWater.com. And be sure to put in the comment section that you are listening to the Jack McGlam Show so that we can give you credit for supporting your airtime, as well as be sure to send the free gifts that are available with the orders that people place. So it's a win-win situation.
Okay, give out that number once again for us, please.
It's toll-free, and it's 1-888-803-4438.
Okay, Debbie. Well, God bless you, sister. I'm sure happy that you're there, and we want to connect up with you. I was talking to my wife yesterday about getting a Berkey ourselves, and we're just, because of her situation, we haven't done it yet. But we're going to do it, sister. We appreciate you being there for all of us, okay?
Okay, and I was actually talking to Jim about that, and I've been meaning to call you. So please make sure that you get with me when we're actually not on the air so I can make arrangements to get that Berkey to you, okay?
Well, that would be wonderful, sister.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Debbie.
Thank you, and I look forward to talking to your listeners, and I'm praying for your wife to get healed real fast.
Thank you so much, my dear. You take care, and thanks for all the good work you're doing.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye now. Well, that's good. Yes, folks, I'll tell you, I love water. I mean, I've always got a water bottle. I've got one right here with me right now. I don't drink much pop whatsoever. I like pop. I don't drink much tea. I don't drink any beer. I know that's a sin in some people's eyes. Maybe once every 6 months I'll have a cocktail if I do get to go out to dinner with my bride. I like these strawberry daiquiris, you know, about once every 6 months we go out to dinner. We don't have a lot of fun, folks. but other than that, I drink water, and I love it. I just love good fresh water. And so you're talking down my one of my favorite paths when you're talking about good, safe water. Thank you, Debbie. And now let's go to a listener on the line that's just called in, who I've asked to call in tonight because she has something very special to tell us about, Eleanor White from Canada. Eleanor, welcome to the Officer Jack McGlam program.
Hi, good evening, Jack.
Good to have you on, my dear. Thanks for calling in.
Well, it's a privilege to be on your show. You stuck with Terry Schiavo when a lot of other people are turning their backs. So.
Well, boy, what a sad case that is. It still gets under my crawl, my dear, about that situation. I just wish I was king for a day. I'd sure be getting me some new rope and going down hanging some people down there, I'll tell you. And I'll also, Eleanor, I want to thank you for all you did for that little lady. You were on the wire all the time sending me great information in the investigation that I passed on the law enforcement down there and the governor and so forth. So you sure helped us, Eleanor, for being involved in the Terry Schiavo Schindler case. So thank you for all your good work, too, my dear, okay?
Well, Jack, you know, you may not know, but I was involved with a group of Terry supporters in Florida by remote control, of course.
Uh-huh.
And our little group was successful in saving two others shortly after Terry.
Well, I didn't know that. My
yes,
goodness.
Indeed.
Well, fantastic. I hope you just keep it up, my dear. Hope you keep it up.
Well, we're fine.
I wanted you to call in tonight because you shared something very important with me today. Would you go ahead and share that with our audience, please?
Yes, I wanted to add a postscript to your story last week about fully informed juror Carol Asher.
Yeah.
In the Grangeville case where it was a false arrest without sufficient evidence concerning methamphetamine found stuffed in a CD case in a car that was a company car used by many.
Yeah.
And I wanted to point out exactly why fully informed jurors are so critically important these days.
Please do.
There are things going on behind the scenes and tacitly, that means quietly, approved of by the justice system, and sadly that includes some police officers, where, and this sounds bizarre to your listeners, but this is the truth. One of our members, I'm in a group who is trying to expose and stop something we call vigilante stalking, which is given the blessing of the justice system. We're fighting it very hard. And one of our members, her and her entire family came down with all kinds of sicknesses and dental conditions. And they didn't know why. It cost this lady her husband, and she's done some investigating, and it turns out that this vigilante parallel justice system has recruited many doctors, social workers, and dentists to be on the lookout for methamphetamine symptoms in their patients.
Oh, yes?
And what happened is this lady's family kept turning up with, and they didn't realize at the time, symptoms of methamphetamine abuse.
Yeah.
And these vigilante stalkers took over and made their lives hell. And I mean they harassed them 24 hours a day, every way imaginable, rumors, noise campaigns, sabotaging the home, sabotaging the vehicle, sabotaging the workplace, telling lies, the whole bit. All because certain medical professionals reported to the authorities, the crooked ones, that this family had methamphetamine symptoms. Well, it turns out that they had moved into a house that had been a methamphetamine lab. And the chemicals are so potent, and they get into the carpets and the drywall, and those chemicals are sufficient to cause these symptoms. And nobody knows about it. Nobody knows about vigilante stalking either, even though we took a survey in 2002 that pointed out that perhaps 1 in 100 North Americans are being targeted by these vigilante groups. Some of them are religiously motivated. Some of these vigilantes think they're doing the Lord's work.
Is this the government employees, or is it people they get involved from the private sector to help them do this?
Generally speaking, the government does a little bit of the harassment by misdiagnosis, but they also provide cover for the vigilantes. And the way they provide cover is you complain about the vigilante activity, you are immediately shipped off to mental hospital, sometimes in handcuffs.
My goodness.
And I had a raid in 1998 in my apartment by the local psycho squad, And fortunately, I had enough facts here to back them down and show them I was not a mental case, that I really had the goods on these vigilantes. Now, there is a very small website which is painless to visit to learn about this. It's simply called shoestringradio.net.
Let me write that down here, sister. Hold on, let me get a piece of paper.
Okay.
I know other people are running for paper, too.
Right.
Let's see here. Okay, what is that again?
Shoestring, just like your the laces in your shoes. Shoestringradio.net.
Okay.
And what our group has done is we're starting, and it's just in its infancy, we just got 9 shows recorded on this topic.
Okay. Okay. Now, explain to me, Eleanor, what you mean by, I'm kind of lost here. I know about vigilantes, and I know about stalkers, but who are these people that are giving these people, evidently they're working with the authorities, but they're people that are specially trained or are agents, private citizen agents of the government, or who's doing these things to these people?
Well, this is only a personal guess. We don't know a whole lot about the upper reaches, but it appears that these people are serving the same function that the brown shirts served in Hitler's Nazi Germany.
Okay.
In fact,
right.
they're being given cover by the New World Order so they can neutralize resistance. But remember,
yeah,
that is a personal guess.
Yeah.
We're trying not to use guesses. We're trying to put forth the information that we can back up. And let me say, there is a book, the only one in existence, written about these people. The title is Terrorist Stalking in America by David Lawson. And a
terrorist.
Zach, you don't have to copy it down. It's on the cover page of the website.
Oh, on shoestringradio.net.
Yes, you can click the review.
Okay.
It's 10 pages of quotes from the book. The author is a private detective in Florida, and it will blow your socks off.
Okay.
But we are hundreds of people who are grouped together to expose this, who will tell you that what David Lawson wrote is the absolute truth.
I see. Okay. Well, Eleanor, this is fascinating, and I haven't heard a thing about it, but I can guarantee you our police here and soldiers will go to that website and check it out. So we appreciate you bringing this to our attention here, okay?
Well, God bless you, Jackie. You've done such wonderful work in so many different ways that surely God has a big smile on his face when he looks down at you and your operation.
Well, I'll tell you, I feel the same, and a number of us here feel the same thing about you, Eleanor. You're doing a wonderful work, and you're an activist, and you're on the field of battle with us, and it is an honor to serve with you, sister. Thank you for all your hard efforts, okay?
God bless, and God bless you and your wife, and I hope you got my email about curcumin.
I did.
Yeah, the study showing that it's curing 12 cancers 100%.
Wow, that's wonderful. Yes, thank you for that. Okay, Eleanor, thanks now.
God bless.
We'll call back again sometime. Okay, bye-bye now. Wow. It's amazing what we learn on Republic Broadcasting Network, isn't it, folks? Debbie Morrow taught me something tonight, and Eleanor calls in and gave me new information on something I'm not aware of. But we're going to check it out. That's what we do here at our Police and Soldiers Association. We want to take just a few minutes here to talk about our dear brother, Kevin Benderman. We've asked you to pray for him, and I know a number of you have, and that is so important, and I hope you'll keep him in your prayers, because we have more of his story here now. We just heard and got from his wife the important information about how he's been treated now in his court-martial, and his wife has just written this little article here on what's happened to him. And so I'll share this with you. And those there that know nothing about our dear brother, Kevin Benderman, Sergeant Benderman, who served 10 years in the military, went to the Gulf War, number 2, and he was totally disgusted with what he saw. He saw little girls burned and skin peeling off their bodies because of our bombs and all. And he saw dogs eating corpses, And it was horrible. He was told to fire on children that were throwing rocks at them. And he came back a changed man. And here's what his wife says, Monica. The title of her article she has here on their website, and I'll give their website out in just a minute, is One Soldier's Fight to Legalize Morality. And we're all about that here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. We ask our police and soldiers, do not obey any immoral orders or unlawful orders. Say no. Kevin Benderfman has done just that. But shame, shame, shame on the system for punishing him for doing just that. In Hinesville, Georgia, Thursday, July 7, 2005, her report came out here. And let's see. We got our numbers messed up here. July 28, 2005. Okay. In a small, nondescript courtroom in Fort Stewart, Georgia, a court martial is scheduled to begin. Again, one Army NCO who decided that he had no choice but to make a conscious choice not to return to war is being put on trial for caring about humanity. This soldier, she's talking about her husband, Kevin, fulfilled his commitment. He kept his promise to his enlisted contract, and when ordered to deploy to Iraq at the start of the invasion, he went. Not because he wanted to kill Iraqis or destroy terrorist cells, but because he wanted the soldiers he served with to come home safely. He returned knowing that war is wrong after his service over there. The most dehumanizing creation of humanity that exists is war. He saw war destroy civilians, innocent men, women, and children. He saw war destroying homes, relationships in a country. He saw this is not only in the country that was invaded, but he saw this in happening in the invading country as well. And he knew that the only way to save those fellow soldiers, was for people to no longer participate in war. What a wonderful thought, Sergeant Kevin Benderfman. So Sergeant Kevin Benderfman came back after his first tour of duty in Baghdad and Iraq, and he filed for conscientious objector to war, and the Army got real mad at him. Sergeant Kevin Benderfman, after serving one tour in Iraq, filed for conscientious objector status, his constitutional right to do so. His commander refused to accept his application, and one called him a coward. One chaplain was ashamed of his lack of moral fortitude. Another, of higher rank, testified to the true sincerity of Sergeant Benderman's belief in writing. A military intelligence officer decided that he knew matters of the soul better than a man of God and recommended to deny the conscientious objective status claim. Five commissioned officers who had never met Sergeant Kenderman, Sergeant Kevin Benderfman agreed with that intelligence officer, and the claim was denied twice. More than 2 weeks after my husband was placed in the rear detachment unit here at Fort Stewart, charges of missing movement and desertion were filed against him, even though he has never missed a single day of duty in almost 10 years. At the first court-martial proceedings, the investigative hearing was overturned. Okay, I hear the music coming up, folks. We'll be right back, and we'll talk about what's happened to our brother and how you can help out. Okay, we'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back
back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Mountains, and we're talking about our brother Kevin Benderman, who said no to this kind of tyranny of our soldiers going over to these wars for oil and going over there as mercenaries and killing off people and taking over their nation, putting in these puppet governments so that these international crime families can control the nations. Well, Sergeant Kevin Benderman's being prosecuted here, and his wife said at the first court martial proceeding, the investigative hearing was overturned. According to the judge's decision, the presiding officer himself had shown implied bias towards Sergeant Benderman, and a new hearing was ordered. As the session adjourned, listen to this, folks, the government's really mad here. The same command that brought the first charges were marching up the aisle of the courtroom to file new charges on Sergeant Kevin Benderman for larceny. Good grief. The command that brought that charge had erroneously ordered combat pay to be paid to Sergeant Kevin Benderman along with 7 other soldiers in their unit. It was their mistake. Rather than accept their responsibility for the error, these leaders chose to punish Sergeant Benderman for the mistake and have yet to discipline any of the other remaining soldiers for their own officer's mistake. Incredible, folks. The new investigating officer strongly recommended dismissing this larceny charge, but the convening authority, Fort Stewart's garrison commander, pressed on and filed the charges anyway, along with desertion and missing movement. The court, boy, they're really mad at him, aren't they, folks? The court martial is scheduled to begin on July 28th. The games began in January, she says, so they were scheduled to begin today. At the conclusion of the first hearing, I returned to the courtroom briefly for some things I had forgotten. The lights were dimmed, and no one was there. The small dark room, vintage World War II, had a reverent calm. Desk and chairs set waiting, slightly turned, empty. Jurist panel attorney's podium. The stage had been set. I look back on it now, and the feeling is strangely surreal. Last week, we learned that the United States Supreme Court allows itself to keep the Ten Commandments hanging on their wall of its chambers as a testimony to another form of law. The guardian of the Constitution of our country, presiding over the human rights of our people, maintains that the Ten Commandments, religious context aside, represent a form of law that is powerful enough to occupy a place in its chambers. In a small, quiet courtroom in Fort Stewart military installation, the stage was set. One soldier, who after first-hand experience with the destructive force of war, decided to take the Ten Commandments at their word, "Thou shalt not kill," and use the rights given to him to declare his conscientious objection to war, to no longer be in a position to voluntarily have to kill another human being, is now on trial for not wanting to kill. The Army has removed itself so completely from its moral responsibility that its representatives are willing to openly demand in a court-martial, in a court of law, that they be allowed to regain positive control over this soldier by finding him guilty of crimes he did not commit. Oh, my goodness gracious, we're out of time, folks. Well, let me just tell you, Kevin Benderman was found guilty today, but not of desertion, praise God. He was found guilty of lesser charges, but those demons up there, they gave him 15 months in prison and reduced him down to a private and dishonorably discharged him. What a disgrace. We'll talk about it more tomorrow, folks. Have a great evening. God bless you. And don't forget, this old cop truly loves you, America. Good night.
Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.